I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly, yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So we are in February of 2022, and February I always think of as Foundations Month. February, I always think of Foundations Month because there were two times in the Old Testament that the foundation of the temple was laid, and both times it was laid in the second month. Both times it was laid in the second month. So I think of February, it's our second month. It's a foundations month, getting those foundations in place, just those very simple practices. And I'm just thinking of this verse right now as we're getting ready to talk about this video for this week. Thinking about this verse, talking about the clear as the heavens. Clear as the heavens. I'm thinking about this verse, Exodus 24:10. And the people, Moses and the elders of the people, they saw God when they were out in the wilderness there. They saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. Like the very heaven for clearness. Heaven is this very clear place. Clear and transparent. It talks about the streets are paved with this gold, and the gold is so clear and so transparent because it's pure. This level of just clearness and transparency. It began to remind me when I first started with our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint. I was coaching some people one-on-one through what we call 40-day refresh now. So for the first initial 40 days of the program. And I learned some things as I was going through and I was coaching those people one-on-one. Some very valuable things that I did not realize going into that process. Number one is I was jumbling up the teachings. I was doing one day on nutrition, one day on spiritual life, one day on family, one day on order, one day whatever. The teachings were all jumbled up. And it was helping people, but it wasn't really life-changing for people. And when I began to work from the inside out, I began to change the order. When we create more order, we always create more clarity. Whenever we create more order, we create more clarity. And I began to change the order. I began to work from the inside out, doing all of the spiritual training first, then mindset and emotions, then physical health, and working out into the practical areas of life. And that little shift made a huge difference. And all of a sudden, people kept telling me this. I feel like I'm so much more clear. Feel like I'm so much more clear. But then there was another obstacle that we had to get across. Which is people felt like they couldn't really commit to or take action on God's bigger picture plans and purposes for their life. Because there were all these other little things that they needed to do. They needed to renew a certification. They needed to get their health insurance in place. They needed to do all these other daily little things in place. They need to get their finances, their taxes done. They had to get all these other little things in place. It's like they could never get past those things to get to the bigger picture things that God had for their life. And it was like it was blocking them. And they were lacking a lot of clarity a lot of times because of that. So heaven is this place of clearness. Bible tells us that God is a God of order. That's how I believe that clearness happens. So first, we're putting the steps in the proper order. A couple of weeks ago, just on these videos, we talked about the importance of putting the steps in the proper order. The sequencing matters. But I think today what I want to emphasize is all those little things that we know to do. For example, we talk about on our daily communion meditations, every single day we talk about, are you doing the things that you know to do? Are things piling up on the inside? Things you know to do, but you haven't taken action on. Any of those things that you have in there that are building up on the inside, that you're procrastinating on, they're blocking our clarity. Any of those things that we have on the inside that are piling up on the inside, we think they're not a big deal, but they're blocking our clarity. So if we'll make it our practice to consistently take action on those things and keep that queue cleared out on the inside. All of a sudden, people are telling me, when you get the order change and you get those things on the inside cleared out, this level of clarity, this level of clearness that you get, We talked about this month of February. Be ready and watching for opportunities. But you got to create this clear environment on the inside to really be able to see those opportunities and to feel like you have the go-ahead on the inside to go for them. Getting clear to hear, clear to see. We got to get the order right, and then we got to get those things on the inside cleared out. So we're going to take communion over this for this upcoming week here. Asking for God's help, not only for this week, but also just going forward all the rest of our lives. Father, we're asking for your help to get extremely clear on the inside, that you would help us to remove consistently any obstacles that are on the inside that are blocking us, that are blocking our clarity, blocking our ability to move forward into the things that you have for us, into these amazing opportunities that you're sending our way consistently. We're asking for your help with that today. And Father, we're asking, we're just so thankful for this time to come together with you. That on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it." Then he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. He's going to help us do this. We just asked him for his help. He's going to help us to clear out those things on the inside, to get extremely clear like the heavens on the inside. Because Jesus says, "Where is the kingdom of heaven? It's in you." We're supposed to be very, very clear on the inside. So Father, we thank you for this bread. Ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. The Bible talks about the blood of Jesus can cleanse our conscience. Part of getting clear, we've got to have our conscience cleansed. It says in the Old Testament, the blood of bulls and goats could only cover up things. It couldn't really cleanse them. The blood of Jesus can cleanse our conscience. Then we get so clear on the inside. I believe you experience this. Just going to help us to know God and his love and his grace and his goodness that much more. That's what it's all about. So Father, we thank you for this cup. Ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right. So now it's about walking it out this week. If there's anything out of order, anything out of position, be seeking God, be sensitive to his leading to make those corrections in that. Anything you've been procrastinating on, anything in your conscience, those little things that can be blocking you, all those little to-do lists of things, anything that's been building up, and now start taking action on those things this week so we get so much more clear. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.